Okay, let's talk about some other mistakes that women make with kings and what's great about being with kings. So the first mistake that women make is not recognizing that you have a king on your hands. So if you've been with him when he was a prince and in the tunnel, not seeing, uh-oh, state change, new rules, relearn, figure this out all over again, which is what you're going to have to do. Another mistake, as I already mentioned, wanting things that he has no interest in providing and taking it personally, thinking if he loved you more, he would provide that. Not true. Huge mistake, huge mistake is thinking you can change him. You cannot change kings. They are baked. You might be able to frost him. You cannot change this man. He is a done deal. Love him or leave him. And everything else, his way or the highway, all those things apply. Another mistake is, as I already mentioned, not receiving his gifts well. And his gifts come in every form. His love, his encouragement, his attention, his interest, his wealth of knowledge and experience, all those things count as gifts, including anything materially that he could give to you. And another mistake, as I've already indicated, but just to make it perfectly clear, withholding appreciation and withholding admiration. Those two things will sink a relationship with a king. Absolutely, 100% of the time, it will sink it. He may never leave the marriage because he's fulfilling a duty, but he's not really there and he's not getting what he needs. And he really needs it and he'll have to find it somewhere. Another mistake we make with kings, which can be funny to watch, but I don't think it's that fun to be in. And that is setting a situation up where you're going to have dueling providers. So whenever you have two kings in the same situation, in the same room, you have a potential for dueling providers. And I have seen so many examples of this. One of the funniest was Greg and his father arguing over who was going to give me the dollar for the cart at the airport. That one, I was just in stitches. But you'll see kings fighting over, you know, the check in a restaurant. One of the biggest fights Greg and I ever had, which fortunately was over very quickly, was when I asked a friend to provide something for me that he normally provides. And I mean, it was just to talk to me while I drove home from work late. And I thought I was doing Greg a favor because he had an early morning interview and he went through the roof. There was this dead and deathly silence. And I'm like, what's the matter? He goes, my job. That's my job. So you really want to find out what your king considers his job. And in a situation of dueling providers, you want to side with your king, or that would be very bad. I saw dueling providers once for kings who both thought they were really funny. And so they were dueling over who could make people laugh the most. And we laughed a lot, but it became excruciating to see the tension between these two men as this duel raged. You know, it was just funny to be laughing so hard and to be in so much anxiety about what we were witnessing.